I wasn't going to preach about image today, but my wife told me, she told a bunch of people I'm in a series about image, and I'm going to keep on preaching this. I was like, Gina, why did you tell people that? I was going to preach about, you know, do a Christmas message or something. But image is so important. And I tell you, Dr. Rogers talks a lot about how, you know, we're best friends, and I've mentored him and stuff, and I can't even imagine. I know when it comes to marriage and stuff, before he got married as a single man. But one of the things that I credit him for in my life, teaching me, was image. Now, I know air quotes knew who I was in Christ, or who else the Bible said I was supposed to be. My mama made sure that I knew who I was as a black person. I'm black and I'm proud. She made sure I knew about Emmett Till. Made sure I knew about Harriet Tubman. Made sure I watched Roots twice. I remember one time in preschool, I was crying. She came to school, and I was crying. And she said, "What you crying for, boy?" I said, "They keep calling me black, and they say I'm black." And she said, she looked in the mirror and said, "You are black." They tell them the truth. So there's nothing to be ashamed about. Somebody say amen. Amen. So I got taught that. But when I came into Christianity, there are two different parts of Christianity, two different sects. There's one sect of Christianity that are fundamentalists, they're cessationalists. They overemphasize salvation, being born again. They love Billy Graham and the salvation message. But then after that, your image is supposed to be that of one who is lacking, who don't have enough money, who's sick. Kenneth Hagin said, "The bottom, you know, their image of a Christian or even a pastor, which is supposed to be a promoted Christian, right? Like somebody who's in leadership. Their idea of a pastor is that he walk around with the bottom of his shoes wore out, the seat of his pants wore out, top of his hat wore." And they say, "Lord, you keep him humble, we'll keep him poor." That's how some churches feel. And so I had an image problem as it pertained to finances. Aren't you glad God changed my image? You know, we got to go to another bank because they can't insure all our money in one bank. Because what's the FDIC limit? 250. So God had to change my image. And I remember him saying over and over, he would say, "Hey, man, we supposed to have this. The church of the living God is supposed to possess land, control real estate. Think about if we control all of this over here. Would there be a game room down there? Would there be a liquor store over here? No. And not if we control it. We want to picket strip clubs. Buy the strip club. They can't strip on it no more." Right? See, that's what I'm saying. And so often we got an image problem that the people of the world, the wicked people, the pimps, the gangsters, the rappers, the godless people, they're supposed to have something. They're supposed to be successful. But we're supposed to be good times. Y'all remember good times? Now, y'all, scratching and surviving. That's right. Now, we talked about last week, some of the things God had to stop me from watching. Good times was one of them. Now, I could watch good times now and enjoy it. But back before, when I was still in poverty, it reinforced the fact that no matter what you do, you're not coming out of this. And I remember, y'all know good times? I mean, good times, man. Thelma married the NFL player, man. Y'all remember this? She married Keith, man. Everybody, and you know what I said, black people do. When one person come up, everybody coming up. Everybody, they're going to move everybody out together. Right? And then JJ going to finally get his art thing. And, you know, everybody going to have their stuff. And right before JJ take a picture and broke the man's ankle and the contract went down, they kept almost. And so I had to stop watching that, y'all. Because it started changing. It was changing my image. It was putting a limiter on me. And I was identifying with, yeah, no matter what I do, it just don't ever work. When you're broke and poor. Let me see. You remember those feelings? She gonna laugh. When something good happened, and you say, oh, this is it. This is it. This gonna be our thing. We coming out on it. Anybody but me? Anybody but me? How many times I came home, Jada, this is it. This is it. Did they do that on good times? Huh? How many times James came home and said, baby, fix some pork chops and lamb chops, baby? How many times? And then nothing. Didn't nobody ever have that? I just want to see him. I know T and them ain't never had that, but rest of y'all, how many of y'all ever had that? This is it! Looking for the big break. Looking for the lucky numbers. Looking for the... And then entertainment reinforces it. So then you're watching the commercial, then you see Steve Harvey get paid $10,000 a month for the rest of your life. Club security. Boy, if they ever came to my door, then for a while you're just looking out the door, looking out the window. See if some white people come to your door. Y'all remember Ed McMahon used to do it? They had a big chat and if they ever came to my, then you start wishing and fantasizing. Is that getting something? No. You got to change your image. Everybody say you got to change your image. Y'all, God did a job for me. He did a job on me. He changed my image. I grew up in South Park. I hope my mom's not embarrassed about this, but this is the best you could do. We live on Kennelwood Drive. Right? Renting from somebody, McMillan or somebody. And the roof in my bedroom, they wouldn't fix it. I could see the stars and the moon from my bedroom. Y'all, when it was cold, it got cold. That was my image. When it rained, it rained. And then the thing that scared me even more than that, at night, you could hear rats up in the roof. So I started thinking, well, what if they come to my part and just fall in? Could you hear the rats? Yeah. No, sit there and act like. I know you're driving a Cadillac now, but did you hear the rats up there? Yes, Ron D. That's what I came from, y'all. She's doing the best she could. No support, no child support. No. Y'all, that will mess your image up if you let it. Let's go to the word. Man, y'all already started my time? No, I told you. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Genesis 1:26. That's why media, social media, movies, all that is detrimental. It can be detrimental because it keeps your image in a certain place. And when are you most susceptible to an image change? You know, a lot of people getting sex change, gender reassignment. You know, I was thinking about that. Gender reassignment. They're reassigning people. So if they reassigning, who gave the first assignment? God. You have an assignment. Your image, your initial image reflects your original assignment. Does God ever change the assignment? He don't change his mind. So your original image match your original assignment. But what do we say causes the assignment, the image reassignment? Trauma. That's why the devil is after children. I'm talking, he after. From the cradle to 12 years old, he after. He after. Because if he can create trauma, he can mess with the image. And that's what's happened to many of us in this room. That's what's happened, is the trauma. Mess with your image. Because when trauma happens to you, you identify with the trauma. You identify with the thing. You don't say, it happened to me. You say, this is who I am. Why did that man molest me if I'm not a homosexual? What was wrong with me that he molested me? Mm-hmm. Woman gets raped. What's wrong? I must be a slut or a whore. He didn't rape Sally and Sue, he raped me. It must have been something about me. It changes the image. Touch your neighbor and say, don't let nobody change your image. Don't let nothing change your image. Somebody say amen. Amen. Ooh, this is good. And who said? And who said? And who said? Now everything God said, it happened. When he said, let there be light, what happened? That was light. So let's hear what God said about you. And God said, let us make man in what? Our image, after our likeness. You see that colon right there? It's telling you what the image of God is and what his likeness is. The colon explains what was said before. After my image and after my likeness, what are they going to do? They're going to have dominion. Over. You see? Over, 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 over. I see four overs. I don't see no unders. If he made you in his image, he made you to have dominion. Everybody say over, 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 over. Over. That's five overs. No unders. Do you see an under in there? You ought to have dominion in your life. Now, what do to see people with dominion? We go look at stuff like MTV Cribs. Yeah, they got, these people got dominion. Or somebody, the record company, somebody, whoever that stuff belonged to. 5 and 6, $200,000 cars in the garage? Does that sound like dominion? I mean, it sounds like dominion. It looks like it. Now, it's been prophesied so many times that I'm going to have a jet, you know? So, you know, this year I started looking at jets. There's a place out here called Millionaire. Tamisi set it up for me and Dr. Riley. We went to Millionaire. And, man, they treated us nice, too. I guess it looked like we had some money or something. But I started looking. And you go on YouTube, see the money. Yo, it's a dude. It's some Saudi prince. He got a jet that has a garage in it for his cars. Yes, got a pool in it. Got 3 or 4 bedrooms in the jet. Yes, got a boardroom in the jet. It's crazy, man. That sounds like some dominion, right? Sound like dominion? And the whole thing laid out in 24 karat gold, like all the sink fixtures and stuff. It seemed like somebody got dominion. It does. But here we go. Immediately we start talking about that, you separate yourself from that. Well, that's good for them. And some of your mind say, he's a prince, he's supposed to have that. He's supposed to have that. Now all the black people walking around calling each other king and queen. So what are we supposed to have? What's up, King? What are we supposed to have? Somebody say amen. Amen. And what does the Bible call us? Kings and priests. That's what the Bible says. But we separate ourselves from stuff like that. Oh, that's too much. Says who? Nobody told the Saudi prince it was too much. Well, he a prince. But you hired him because you're a king. Come on, somebody. I'm not talking about materialism. I'm not talking about anything. But I'm just saying, God said, we're going to make man in our image. So the problem is not that you're poor on food stamps or anything like that. The problem is your image. Because I'm going to tell you, my wife, her image never changed. You remember she said she was okay. When she had to use food stamps, she used food stamps. Her image never changed on the inside of her. From where she is now, what kind of purse you got now? What's that? That's Louis Vuitton? Yeah. When she used to have to wear purses up at Montgomery Ward's and Ross, and ain't nobody hating on them purses? Still good purses. Think my daughter's wearing some of that sometime. But it's okay. But it never changed her image. So when she got Louis, it didn't change her image. She ain't go, oh. Yeah. She ain't become a diva. She the same person. She never had an image change. Because stuff don't change her image. Come on, somebody. She knew she was somebody when she had food stamps. She knows she's somebody now. She's driving a Mercedes. It didn't change her image. One reason her parents did a good job and she wasn't traumatized. That's why you gotta watch your children. Where you children at? Oh, I sent them down to Louisiana with my cousins. Who at your cousin's house? Oh, they, you know. Oh my. When they come back? Oh, when school start, I just needed a break. You sent them down for 3 months? Is your cousin them saved? They go to church sometime. Yeah, that's trauma. Yeah, trauma gonna happen. In the black community, generally speaking, with a few exceptions, it's gonna be some trauma happening to your child if you're that loose with your children. So you gotta have an image. On an image of dominion. You gotta teach your children. Woo! Come on, somebody. You're not under nobody. Come on, somebody. We tell our children, you don't beg nothing from nobody. You don't ask nobody for nothing. You don't need it. Whatever you need, you get it from us. If we don't got it, you don't need it. Dignity, y'all. They don't want to be my friend. Well, forget them people then. And we told our children, go make your own friends. How you do that? Get them saved. Get them saved. They did it. Did you do it? Did it. Did you do it? Create your own group. I create my own friends. Why they want to be friends? Because they ain't none of them saved. I said, well, go get us some of them saved. Do you have some friends? And they all did it. You got dignity. I ain't got to kowtow. I ain't got to back up. I ain't got to change who I am. I ain't got to compromise. I ain't got to let you do this to me and do that to me so you can be my friend for 2 minutes and then turn on me, stab me in the back. The devil is a liar. But it's all about image. Image. Who are you? I tell you somebody else. So, you know, we talked about this last week. There were people in the Bible who had an image problem. They couldn't do nothing for God until the image got changed. Who were they? Y'all remember? Number one, who? Moses. He had low self-esteem. But did Moses go through some trauma? Yeah. As soon as he born in the basket going down the river with the alligators, the Nile, y'all. Even in the movie, they show crocodiles or something, right? Yeah. That's traumatic. Being raised outside of your home by somebody else, separated from your mom and dad, does that create trauma? And then all of a sudden, the discovery, according to the Ten Commandments and the Prince of Egypt, it's not in the Bible, but supposedly rabbinic history and stuff, that it was traumatic when he found out. He wasn't a real prince of Egypt. Does that change your image? Yeah. That messes your head up. So then you say, who am I? Who else needed the image change? Esther. You're like, look, I don't want to come. Look, I'm just here. I ain't want to be here in the first place. I ain't even want to be queen. Then y'all tell me I got to do this. Then they say, hey, if king don't want me to come, he can kill me. Y'all, you know. She had image problem. She didn't know who she was and why she was there. And the brother told her, said, look, you're here for such a time as this. Who else? Gideon. Gideon just kept it real with the angels. Thou mighty man of valor. He said, bro, if God is with me, talking about God is, fear not, you mighty man of valor, God is with you. He said, if God with me, why all this stuff happening? And why we over here hiding the wheat, it don't look like God's with us. He had to change his image. Now, on Wednesday, we started talking about people who never had an image problem. Who was that? We talked about David. Joseph would have been one. But in my list, it was David, Rahab, Ruth. Nothing changed their image. Do y'all get what I'm saying? So there's some people that have an image unchanged before they get to success, before they get to wealth, before they get to whatever they're supposed to be. They already have a solid image. My wife is one of those people now. She just had it. Her mama did a great job. Her daddy did a great job of that. Putting that image on the inside of who she was, she had dignity. She had dignity. Even when we was dating, she wouldn't let me do stuff. You know, little boys like to touch the booty. Like, hey, no, don't do that, bro. End up getting smacked. Come on, somebody. Yeah, she had dignity. Some girl, stop. Which one was you? But it could come from trauma. Dr. Rogers was another one. Never had dignity problem. I told him I was going to tell the story yesterday. I think he said it was the Mount Zion Baptist Church up in Connecticut. He'd been playing instruments since he was 10 years old. So he was playing for this church. He was 11 years old. And they had a board meeting with the deacons, you know. And so they promised to pay him. But then some lady stood up and said, why are we paying an 11-year-old all this money? What are you going to do with that kind of money? And he was in the meeting. Dr. Rogers was. He wasn't doctors. He was 11-year-old. He said, man, with all due respect, I don't think it matter what I do with my money. I've been playing for y'all, and y'all promised me the money. Not the end of the story. So then, because remember, demean over. So then, the next Sunday came, they hadn't paid him his money. And he played for the choir, everything. So that next Sunday, he sat down beside his mama with his arm folded. Y'all know how Dr. Rogers folds his arm? 11 years old. And you know, the power went out, whatever. You know, and it was up and singing a cappella. So the choir was singing a cappella. He said there was arms folded. And so then the pastor got up, started preaching. You know, in the Baptist church, they pray. They want a little organ. They preach, they want a little organ. And so he's just sitting there with his arms folded. And his mama knows him, say, hey, Gabe, go on up there and help man of God out. He said, no, not till they pay me my money. You know, he didn't play until they paid him his money. Come on, somebody. That somebody got an image. You promised me something. We made an agreement, and you ain't paid, so I'm not playing. Somebody say amen. Amen. Always had that. Always. Always had it. But that was a person. Mom and daddy did a good job. He didn't have no trauma. He didn't have nobody molesting him. He didn't have that kind of stuff happening. See, when you're not traumatized, because a lot of people deal with what? PTSD, post-traumatic disorder. And if you've had trauma, how many of y'all had some trauma in your life? Let me tell you what God will do for you. He'll turn it into something else. Many of y'all haven't heard about it in psychology, but it's a term. It's called post-traumatic growth. That's what happened to me. That's what happened to me. See, I had a lot of trauma, but because I had gotten born again and gotten filled with the Holy Ghost, the Lord didn't let it turn into PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. He let it turn into post-traumatic growth. Do you understand what I'm saying? But how do you do it? If you've been through trauma, you got to get into this word right here. Come on, somebody. And you got to let it change your image. Somebody say amen. Because see, when I started getting into it, I've been through all that trauma. I thought I was the tail and not the head. But when I got into the word, come on, somebody. The Bible told me I was the head and not the tail. Somebody say amen. The Bible told me I was more than a conqueror. I thought I was a loser. I was surrounded by losers. I lived in a loser neighborhood. But the Lord said, no, you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves you. Come on, somebody. You know what else he said? He said, if God be for you, he said, greater is he that's in you. Come on, somebody. Than he that is in the world. He taught me no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me, I shall condemn. He started changing the image on the inside. He taught me that I was already seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody. He taught me that the Lord was my shepherd. The Lord was my source, and I shall not want. He taught me God was my source. Come on, somebody. He taught me to stop depending on men. Stop leaning on my mama. Stop leaning on relatives. He taught me to lean on Jesus. He taught me to trust in the Lord with all my heart and to lean not to my own understanding in all my ways. He started changing my image. He taught me how to walk by and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. He taught me how to use my faith. Come on, somebody. He told me that if any man speak to the mountain and tell it to be removed and tell it to be cast in the sea, it shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass. What's going to happen? He shall have whatsoever he said. He started changing the image on it. Because see, when you feel like a victim, you feel like stuff is happening to you. You feel like somebody's always got their foot on your neck. You feel like it's somebody is to blame for your failure. And if mama would have did this, and if daddy would have stayed home, and if sister and brother would just believe in my vision and invest in it, then I'd be somebody. No, hallelujah, thank God, I am the lender and not the borrower. Now are we the sons of God. Amen. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. And my God shall supply all of my need. You know there's people, and we all got people, see, if my brothers and sisters would have just invested in my vision, we could have all been rich. But they didn't believe. See, the Mexican people, they stick together. See, that's what's wrong with black folk. Y'all, I'm going to tell you what. I don't give a flip if you black, white, polka dot. Oh, I love what Pastor Gould used to say. No man, come on somebody, no man can stop me when I'm with God. No man, not a black man, not an Indian man, not a yellow man, not a white man, not a beige man, not a polka dot. No man can stop me. When God say I'm with you, when God say I'm for you, but you got to change the image on the inside. Who do you blame for your failure? I want you to think about it. Everybody in here got somebody. See, if they'd have done this, mom and daddy would have stayed together. Come on, somebody. If they'd have done me like they did my older brother, they got behind everything my older brother wanted to do. But then when I wanted to do it, they didn't help me. I didn't have no support. Maybe God didn't let you get no support so he could get the glory. Amen. You know, David could have said that. When they came to anoint the king, you know his daddy didn't even call for him? Says, bring all your sons. He was the forgotten son. But just because you forgot me, don't mean God forgot me. Come on, somebody. Just because you looked over me, God ain't going to look over me. And he was out in the field, didn't even know what was going on. But the prophet said, go get him. Oh, God. When God is for you, who? If your own mom and daddy turn against you, he said, then I'll take you up. Somebody say amen. You got to change your image. Who you blaming for your failure? You blame a whole race of people? Like the black Democrat, it's the white people. It's white racism. Y'all, white racism ain't never stopped me from nothing. I'm just going to tell you, it ain't, and I'm the blackest person you know. Who blacker than me did you know? You don't know nobody blacker than me. Ain't never stopped. Y'all, I worked in companies, organizations, where they told me that's the most racist person. And then I work for them and get all the favor. They give me promotions. They give me bonuses. Not because I'm Uncle Tom. Because you know I'm black. Y'all see I'm black up here. I don't even talk white. I don't walk white. I don't hold my booty. I don't do none of that. I don't do that. Unapologetically me. And the same person, they say the redneck won't do nothing for black people, keep black people down, won't promote black people. I'll be the very one that they promote. Yeah. Who are you blaming? It's your image. It's your image. It's your image. I'm sorry, Jim. It's your image. I get carried away. It's your image. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself dominating? Do you see yourself having dominion over? Because that's the image God wanted you to have. What does Facebook want you to have? Everybody else doing better than me. What does Instagram want you to have? Everybody else. Well, you should have lucked out and been a Kardashian. Because if you'd have been a Kardashian, you'd have $1 billion and a bunch of sex tapes too. What's your image? Because I can tell you how God sees you. I can tell you how I see you. I see you as some of the greatest people I've ever encountered. And matter of fact, I wouldn't even encounter you if you wasn't a great person or on your way to be great, because that's who God sends me. And we produce some great people already in ministry and mentorship. So you wouldn't even be around me. You wouldn't even be at this church if you weren't great. But how do you see yourself? You got to change your image, y'all. You got to change your image. You got to change your image. And you cannot succumb to the image that other people put you in. Because his daddy saw him as just somebody out there tending the sheep. But he was also a great musician. So Saul saw him as a great musician because his music talent gave him great prominence and fame, to where when the king was having these manic, depressive, bipolar episodes, what they would call it these days, they sent for David to play for him and to soothe him. And when David played, the demons left him. So Saul saw him as a musician. But I often meet musicians and I tell them, that's not all of who you are. Every musician generally connects to me, ends up in ministry. That's why I tell them, I say, be warned now. You come around me. Because you're more. Don't let nobody pigeonhole you. Or you the third child, so you the in-between child, so you this and that. That's why I don't subscribe to zodiac signs. Oh, you're a Scorpio, so you're going to be this, you're going to be that. No, I'm a new creature. Come on, somebody. Amen. In Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to be who God created me to be. Amen. Not some zodiac sign. Right. The people always want to put you in their little box so they can handle you. And I tell you, most people that I work with secular, y'all, they don't know half of who I am. They don't know I'm an author. They don't know I'm a musician. They don't know. Because most people can't even handle that. I just let them know me as this is who I am at work. And I do share Christ with them. I don't hide the fact that I'm a Christian. But most of them, they can't. Most people can't even handle all of who you are. And that's true. Who are you? Do you deserve the best? Do you see yourself supposed to be rich? Not just fantasizing. Let's go to Proverbs 10:22. I'm just putting this together. Is this all right? Amen. You know, I say Rahab didn't have any problem. Do you know, listen to this, Diamond. They call Rahab the harlot. From Joshua to Hebrews. Old Testament to when you go to heaven, Rahab the harlot. That's what she known as. I don't think she cared. Because you know what Rahab the harlot did? She saved the people of Israel. They saved her, right? When they came in, when Jericho wall fell, her house, this is so good. Her house was built into the wall of Jericho. So when the wall of Jericho fell, that was the only part of the wall that did not fall. And they say you can go over there now and see where her house was built inside the wall. But they still call her Rahab the harlot. But then, now I got a sneaky suspicion it was one of them two spies that went over there. They had like a little romantic connection or something. Because she married into the bloodline of King David, which means that she's in the bloodline of Jesus. And if you look at Matthew chapter 1, she's in the lineage of Jesus. And you can call her Rahab the harlot all you want to. Somebody say amen. But she transcended who she used to be. Somebody say amen. I'm not what I used to be. She's a harlot no longer. She didn't have no image problem. She repented. She changed. And people still calling her a harlot. Maybe just identify to everybody which Rahab it was or something. But y'all, she's not a harlot no more. And y'all, that's part of knowing who you are. When you get saved and you come out and you repent, you get converted, you know, people going to still, oh, I remember when. Come on, somebody. We got you on sex tapes. We got you on this and that. Well, I'm a new creature. Somebody say amen. You ought to tell them 2 Corinthians 5:17. Come on, somebody. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are past. I'm not that person I used to be. He had no image problem. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. How many of y'all are blessed? How many of y'all God's blessed you? How many of y'all the blessing is from the Lord? Keep your hands up. So if you don't interrupt the blessing, what is it going to do? If you don't expect it, if you don't want it, it's not going to come. If you don't believe it, it's not going to come. How do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? Come on, somebody. Or you see yourself on the system forever. Got to get Medicaid. I got to go fill out the Medicaid forms again. How do you see yourself? I just want to know, how do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? What is your image on the inside? Y'all, don't let trauma dictate your destiny. Don't let it limit you. I could have let it. Out of the 10 adverse childhood experiences, I had 9 of them. I had every excuse to fail. No daddy, black man, growing up in the hood, been molested by men, been molested by lesbians, being physically abused, being verbally abused. One person told me, if you tell your mama, I'll kill you. I was a young boy. That's trauma. But I didn't let trauma ultimately dictate my image. Now, I had image problems because of that. But when I got born again and I got into the Word of God and the Word of God started showing me who I was, and y'all, it wasn't pretty. I went through some stuff. Some of the stages I went through, it was rough. It wasn't pretty, Tiana, but you're coming out of it. It might not feel pretty right now. But if you stick with God and the Word of God, you're going to come through. Not stick with Pastor Ronnie. Not stick with KCOA. And you should stick with us because we went to Word. But it's the Word that's going to change you. It's the Word that'll change your image. Who are you? Remember I told you to go to 1 Corinthians and it'll start teaching you who you are. We can get back off into it. We can stay on it if y'all want to stay on it. I don't have no problem with it. My God. Are y'all still with me? Ooh, geez. Is this good or not? I thought it was good. Y'all in 1 Corinthians yet? Okay. Ephesians 1. And you can just go through. And I told y'all, just meditate. Who's been meditating on Ephesians 1? Anybody? One, two. These are the people that listen. Ain't nothing changing on the inside. You're not doing what we told you. Ephesians 1. Listen to verse 3. This is who you are. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. And everybody, anything that's a blessing, you already have it. And we know the blessing of the Lord makes you rich. He's already blessed you with it. You just got to go get it. Remember, it's the Lord your God that gives you the power to go get it. But so many times we in strife, we in confusion, we arguing with our husband, we arguing with our wife, we mad about this, we mad about that. We can't even hear God talk to us about our assignment and our destiny. Get the strife out your life. Somebody say amen. Amen. And you'll see that you got all these spiritual blessings. Look at verse 4. He's chosen you in him. Before the world was made. Everybody say, I'm chosen. So the first thing he tells you, you blessed. And the second thing he tells you is you're chosen. That you should live holy and without blame before him in love. Look at verse 5. He predestinated you. The adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. He predestined you to be adopted. Now, let me ask you this. We've all heard of those adoption stories, right? Generally, does a rich person get adopted into a poor family? No. No. It's usually you pulling somebody up through adoption, right? The family that's adopting that person is usually more well off than the family you come from. Is this true? You've been adopted, chosen. Into a royal family. That's who you are. Y'all not getting excited about reading this. Y'all not getting excited? That's okay. Look at verse 6. You are accepted in the beloved. You know what Facebook and all that stuff try to do? It sometimes it perpetuates rejection. Anybody ever had rejection? Anybody ever dealt with the spirit of rejection? Well, the Bible says you're accepted. Y'all, if the richest person in the universe accepts you, come on, who's Puff Daddy? Somebody say amen. Amen. Using the world example, we've seen a lot of people go on American Idol, Simon say, and then they get a number one record. Somebody say amen. Amen. That's what I'm saying. Who cares who rejected you? And God has accepted you. See, and this is the stuff we don't get excited about, we don't shout about. I mean, I could have hooped it out on this, got you all excited. But y'all, the hooping it out ain't going to change your image, though. You got to get in this and re-image yourself. Isn't it something, is it medical, is it some other field? What they do, re-imaging? Engineering or something? It could be IT. Yeah, re-image your computer. You ever had your computer had to be re-imaged? Yeah. It crashed. It had to be re-imaged. And many of y'all have crashed. And you need to be re-imaged. Y'all, it's the word of God. It's the preaching of the word like this. They preach you up out of the dunghill. Come on, somebody. Amen. Out of how people been treating you, what people been saying about you, how people been handling you. Somebody say amen. Amen. It don't make no difference what somebody say, what they do. They serve you the divorce papers. They don't want to be with you no more. It makes no difference. Come on, somebody. Because God has set his image on you. And you are to dominate. What do they tell sports teams to do? Dominate. Dominate on the court. Dominate on the field. Dominate in life. Somebody say amen. Amen. And stop feeling like you're under. There's two feelings in this room. Two images. How many of y'all struggle with that feeling of under? Let me see. I'm under. 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 I'm not under nothing, y'all. I got the me. How many of y'all know you got the me? I got it. I'm dominating. If I'm dominating, I'm winning. Amen. I'm a winner, y'all. I'm not under nothing. I'm not under nothing. Pastor, that's easy for you to say, bro, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know how easy it is for me to say or how hard or what I went through to be able to say this. But I can stand right here right now and say, I win. And I dominate. You always looking at somebody else talking about it's easy. You don't know what they went through. And some of y'all couldn't have lived half my life and made it. And that's the truth. You can get this word of God in you. You can change your image from the inside. I don't care what's happened to you. Because I'm telling you, most of what everybody is dealing with is your past. That's all you're dealing with. It's past memories. What somebody did. How it made me feel. I was so hurt. I was so disappointed. I was betrayed. I trusted them. All of that stuff. I thought I had expectations going to be like this. But then it was like that. Past. Past. It has no power over your future. The only power it has is the space you give in your mind. Every head bowed, every eye closed.